lines.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Introduce myself. My name is
Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. 919-410-7735. You want to weigh in on what we're going to be talking about and dealing with today? It is a lot to talk about. I mean, do I start with your president going in on LeBron James? Should I start the show with that? Do I talk about what's going on in my home city in Chicago where it was so many shootings that they had to close the hospital? That's how many shootings it was. They didn't have enough room for the families of the victims. Do I talk about that? I want to give a history lesson today. I want to give a history lesson today. And I want to show you what's about to happen in this country based on understanding the past and history. Now, let me give you a prediction. I'm going to start off the show today something a little bit different. I'm going to give you a prediction. I'm predicting that if something doesn't change in the next 12 months, there will be a social war in America. And the war will be to separate the ethnic groups and separate those with education and money from those without education and money. And when I say separate, I'm not talking about the way it is now, because it's already separation between the ethnic groups and between the classes. But I'm saying where it's literally going back to separate but equal, but with a different twist this time. It won't be black, white. It will be race and class based. So it won't be just one group of ethnic minorities. And it won't be just minorities, because poor whites will be lumped in too. So I'm going to give you a history lesson first, and then I'm going to show you what's going on today has already happened. And because it's already happened, I know what's about to happen. So that's going to be the focus of the show today, to show you how the past is predicting the future, but it's some good news in that prediction that I'm giving you all. Because economically, it will be a rise in this country, economically. And I'll show you how to get to that as I walk through the history of what we know has happened and what I think is about to happen. I also want to take the time out to thank everybody who's purchased the book. If you haven't purchased the book, go Amazon and buy a book. I'm asking everybody to buy 5 books. That's what I'm asking you guys to buy. It's $11. I'm asking you guys to buy 5 books. It's something I want to do for you guys, so I need to sell, and I want the book to be a number one seller. So could you buy 5 books and then give them out? If you want to do ebooks, you can go to the website, thewbshow.com, thewbshow.com, and download the ebook right there. Also, the credit book is going to be available via ebook either tonight or tomorrow. I finished the book this weekend, even though, quite candidly, 12 of my boys are here. From Chicago, so it was a whole lot of librations going on and a whole lot of wild hours going on. But I do what I always do, even as a kid in college. I would go party all night, and then I would stay up all night and work. And that's exactly what I've been doing. I would party with them to 3 o'clock in the morning, and I would stay up, research, and write. So get the ebook from thewbshow.com, thewbshow.com. You can get the hard copy book to get 5 of them to pass out for me at amazon.com. Go get the book. I want to thank everybody. In fact, I'm doing something special for the first 100 books. So I know a bunch of y'all know Gary got a book and Ava got a book, and there's a bunch of y'all that already got a book already. So I'm going to do something for the first 100 people who buy the books. And then I forget this brother's name. I think the brother's name was Steve. He brought a book for somebody else, so I appreciate that too, Steve. Go get the book, though, people. Amazon.com. It's a quick read. It's a short read. It's straight to the point. It ain't no fluff. But I think if you follow what's in the book, you have good relationships. You have good friendships. You have good relationships. You'll find the right person for you. All right. So let me go ahead and start off this history lesson. Now, I'm going to start from the point of after Reconstruction. See, I could take this all the way back. Literally, I could take this back to Africa. But I don't want to walk it all the way up like that. That's going to take too long. So just for time's sakes, I'm going to start right around the Reconstruction period. Now, the funny thing about history and about life in general, right? Perception becomes somebody's reality. Even though the reality may not be real, because of the perception, people believe it's real. This is why I laugh at all these folks who be posting stuff all on Instagram and Facebook and everything else, like they got the greatest life in the world. It's because that's the perception they're trying to give people, that that's their reality. Okay? Now, let me tell you something that I learned in law school that most people, you might Google this and find this out to be true for yourself. Most people who's telling a story or presenting some kind of history, when they're accurate in what they're doing, they move their hands. Even if you're somebody who don't move your hands when you talk normally, when you're telling a story that is accurate, or you're providing information that's accurate, you tend to move your hands. It's almost like, because your hands remember the story as the story is being reiterated. So when you go to Reconstruction, it was the end of coming out of slavery. We're going to Reconstruction for the first time in American history. You all should know this. We got to vote. We got to own land. We got to get educated. We got to do all these different things. Now, when you get to that point in time, if you would have asked a white person at that point in time, what did they think about black people? The response would have been, they're hardworking. They love America. They're family people. They believe in God. And they're doing just fine. That would have been the response. If you'd have lined up 10 white people, that would have been the response of 8 out of 10 white people. Now, you always going to have that 2 that just, they ain't like black folks. They thought black folks should have been slaves forever, no matter what. Now, at this time of Reconstruction, something occurred that nobody thought would occur as they was letting black people assimilate into the culture. What occurred was this: black people came together, got a voice, and got a voting block. And by them having a voting block, they were able to literally control who was going to be running the country based on the needs and wants of African Americans. Now, the Southern Americans, those who were living in the South, did not want that. Their problem with black people wasn't that they were black. The problem that they had with black people, and these are the Democrats, these wasn't the Republicans, y'all, by the way, these were the Democrats, these were the Dixiecrats. Their issue was that this group of people all of a sudden had power. And it was an unforeseen power, because they didn't think giving them the right to vote would change that much. But it changed everything in the country politically speaking. All right. Now, I'm up against a break. When we come back, I'm going to pick it up from there and show you how the decision they made at that moment in time is the reason we're where we're at this moment in time. I'll show you what I'm talking about when we come back. You listen to the WB.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Roy Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right, so when we went to break, I was telling you guys, I said, look, what happened after Reconstruction was something that they didn't foresee. They didn't foresee black people being able to have a bloc that could vote, that could change an election. Once they realized this happened, the Southern Dixiecrats, the Southern Democrats, they was like, we can't have this happening again. We need to do something about this. And so what they did, which was ingenious in the South, was they created the Jim Crow laws. Now, let me tell you why this was ingenious. Because the easiest way to make you feel a certain way about a certain person, thing, or place is by the perception of it. Let me give you some examples of this, all right? One of the biggest perceptions that we have out here is that, quite frankly, it's more illegal people coming over the border in Mexico than anywhere else. That's not the reality. That's the perception. Because it's the perception that America has given us. The perception is all the terrorists come from the Middle East. But that's not the reality. It's been more white men to commit acts of terrorism on this soil than any other ethnic group. That's the reality. Whether you're talking about the tears, the Trail of Tears, whether you're talking about the Native American Indians, I'm not even Indians. I ain't even got to talk about slavery. I can just talk about what they've done to every other culture, even to themselves. I mean, whether you were Italian or German. See, one thing that people got to understand is that many ethnicities who came over here were discriminated against. Not just because they were of color, but because of religious beliefs, because they came from other countries. And see, what's happened is America has criminalized every ethnicity that's white to be white. But every ethnicity that looks white is not European white. You realize that, right? So they really, really have made it a perception thing, which then becomes what our reality becomes to us. This is what we believe it to be. And this is why I say the Jim Crow era was genius in this sense, They created these weak laws and incarcerated black people in record number. Now, we go to jail very disproportionately right now. But when Jim Crow was issued, we were getting almost 9 out of 10 black people were getting arrested when Jim Crow was going on in the South. All right. Why was this perception important? Because if we gave this perception of black people, the argument that we could legitimately make was that they were not ready to assimilate into this country with us. And if they're not ready to assimilate in this country with us, and we're not willing to put them back into chains and enslave them, then we need to be separate but equal. We need to be separate but equal. They can have all the rights, but they can't live with us. And each state can give a test on voting. See, this is how the voting laws came in place. Y'all understand this, right? This is the whole reason the Voters' Rights Act is even on the bill today. Because what they did in the South was they argued state rights. They said, look, we're a state. We're independent. We're sovereign. We're a part of the United States, but these are our state laws, our constitutional laws. They got to pass the test to vote. And this is why you hear John Kanye's talking about how they had to guess how many bubbles was in the bar of soap, right? See, this is the past. Now let me walk you up to the present. The present, rather. When you look at what's going on in Chicago, let me ask y'all something. What's the first thing you think of when you think about Chicago? What's the first thing you think of when you think of Chicago? You think crime, gangs, death, right? This is the perception Chicago has got. All these shootings, all these mass murders and everything else. This is the perception that Chicago has gotten. When Ben Wilson died in 1984 in Chicago, number one basketball player in America at the time coming out of high school, Ben was the 548th person killed down in the streets of Chicago that year. Chicago only had 500 something shootings last year. They had 400 something shootings that were people died the year before that. But the perception of Chicago now is gangs, is death, is violence. Now, let me show you something else. When people see all this shooting and violence, what's the first thing you see? What's the first thing you think of when you see this violence in Chicago, right? Remember when Obama was in office and everybody's like, Obama from Chicago, why he not doing nothing? Why he not doing nothing? Somebody asking on social media today, where's the governor? Where's the mayor? What they doing? What they doing? What they doing? Somebody, why martial law hasn't been declared? Where's the Army Reserve? Where are they at? Why do you think none of that's happening? Why do you think none of this is occurring? And why do you think, let me even get deeper with y'all. Why do you think even candidate Trump, before he became President Trump, was focusing on Chicago? Let's really think about this. Why do you think nobody's doing that? Why do you think President Trump was fixated on Chicago? Because the powers that be understand this. If you can create the perception that Chicago is completely out of control, you can make a different reality in Chicago, meaning that you can separate Chicago. Let me tell you what this is. Right now, Chicago is the test plan for the nation. Because if they can do it in a major city, Imagine what they can do in smaller ones. See, I'm going to really break this down for y'all and show y'all something today. But I needed y'all to understand that what I'm about to say can happen because it's already happened. You're listening to the WB.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
We save a life from a catastrophe every 11 minutes. For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-258-0566. That's 800-258-0566. 800-258-0566. Call 800-258-0566.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right, so I'm asking you guys this as we went to the break. I asked the question, why do you think Chicago is the way it is? Why is anybody doing anything about it? And I said, look, this is the test run. Now, let me show you something, right? I'm going to show you examples of different things that I hope will make you understand what's going on, right? So every time the government wants to change something, the first thing they have to do is give a perception of one thing and then make the reality that they want to make. Let me give you a perfect example of this. Y'all remember when gas prices was $5, almost $6 a gallon? And if you went like California, Florida, it had got up to almost $7-something a gallon. I mean, it's. Do you remember that? I remember that like it was yesterday, because people were trying to get rid of their SUVs and everything else. I mean, it was like, hey, how did the gas jump up this price? Now, let me tell you what's so crazy about all this stuff to me, right? Nothing's changed in the world except man putting their prices on it. That's it. In 1994, I could get a gallon of gas for 99 cents, at the most a dollar and a quarter. I mean, this is look, they made the gas almost $7 a gallon, and people were panicking. But they made the gas like that because they needed to raise prices everywhere else. So because the gas was so high, the reality was they were able to create the reality of raising the price of your bread, your milk, and everything else. After they raised the prices of bread, milk, and everything else, what happened to the cost of gas? Went right back down. Right back down. Do you think if we really had that much of a gas shortage, it would have dropped, cut in half like that? I mean, think about it. We were paying almost $7 a gallon in some places. Now it's $3 a gallon again. I'm just saying. Let's look at Detroit. They let the city of Detroit go bankrupt, right? Get all those people off that property, all that good land. Look, them people of Detroit, you had downtown Detroit, you sitting on the river, sitting on a lake, you right across the street from Windsor, Canada. You look out your window, you see in Windsor, Canada. They got a boardwalk walkway down there. They got Bel-Air Park right there. All that great history and culture that was predominantly owned by the people from Detroit. All of it gone. And you know what happened? The rich and the Chinese came in there and bought all that land up quietly and just sat on it. They start buying that land. They develop in Detroit right now. In fact, downtown Detroit is growing at such a rate right now, they don't have enough living arrangements for people who want to live in downtown Detroit. Now, let me tell you what's crazy about this. And this is why I keep telling y'all, all the stuff that we're even doing, you got to be patient. They brought this property starting back in 2007, 2008. It took them 9 years to get to this point. But guess what? They are making money hand over fist now, because that same property that they brought for $15,000 is selling for $300,000. See, this is all about giving a perception that Detroit was ran down and done and over with. Boom. Look, they did the same thing in South Beach in Miami in the 80s. See, this ain't nothing new, y'all. They ran down South Beach to the point where you could get a condo on South Beach for $100,000. You try to get that same condo today, you're talking about $5 million. This is nothing new. This is what they're doing in Chicago, but they're doing Chicago in a different sense. See, let me give you a theory that I got about Chicago. I don't think all these killings and death in Chicago is gang related. I think the government is helping on this a little bit. And see, part of the reason I think they're helping on this a little bit is because they know Chicago. Chicago is one of these cities, man, that if you can get in Chicago and redevelop it all around, it's a $1 trillion city. I mean, I think about 31st Street when I was growing up and all the projects was over there. And look at it now. I mean, they got a yacht club on 31st Street. I never would have thought that model. That was more shocking to me than a black president, to be honest with you. It is so much going on. So much going on that we think we seeing something, but it's just a perception. It's not the reality. It's not the reality. All this that's going on in Chicago, y'all, is to literally separate the people. That's what this is about. If you don't believe me, look at what's going on in Michigan right now. Let me tell you what's happening in Michigan. I've been studying this because I'm like, why are they sitting on this money in Flint and not redeveloping this stuff? This don't make sense to me. They should be making a move. But then when I started researching it, I figured it out. I was like, oh, got it now. So this is the move they're doing in Michigan. Flint isn't, the people of Flint hasn't moved out quick enough for them. A lot of them folks is holding on and maintaining. So they realize we may not be able to get all of Flint. So now they're messing with the water in Kalamazoo and Parkwood and all these other places. If you keep putting this perception out here that Michigan got bad water in these areas, guess what happens to those areas? They dry up. Don't nobody want to live there. They're worried about their kids. Anybody who can afford to buy a house out there, they're not trying to live in them areas. They're trying to live somewhere else because they don't want to be around that water. They don't want to be around that environment. That property value shoots down even further. They go in, they buy up the whole little corner of Michigan right there. The whole little corner. The whole little corner. And the people who live there now get nothing. Get nothing. Because in the end, they end up leaving or end up selling for pennies on the dollar. Then they come in, they redevelop it, they'll make a big announcement. All the water is clean. All the things that I did are done. And then once they do that, look, let me tell you, even in my home city, Chicago, when they put a Whole Food in Inglewood, the first thing I told people, you need to buy some property in Inglewood because eventually they cleaning Inglewood up. They gonna clean it up. And see, Inglewood is one of these areas in Chicago that it has a historic perspective too. It's just like Inglewood is just like being on the west side of Chicago on Roosevelt to me. Roosevelt was one of these places that when you go west on Roosevelt, you had all these stores that were black owned, that were hubbubs of the neighborhood where people would go get clothes and shoes and food and everything else. Well, Inglewood was like that. You go down Halsted, you go on 63rd and Halsted, you go shopping for school clothes down there. You had restaurants. You had all these things. You had the bus terminal right there. Took all of it away. All of it gone. Roosevelt the same way. Now those same areas on Roosevelt cost you $1 million to get over in them areas now. That's exactly what they're going to do in Inglewood and Chicago. And as long as you can create the perception that these Negroes are killing each other and they violent and they gang related, guess what? Even the black folk going to be like, yeah, y'all need to get rid of them Negroes. Y'all need to get rid of them. See, this is what happened. See, once you put the perception out here and you make it somebody's reality, even people who look like you start talking like them. Yeah, you know those Negroes out there killing each other. You know it's gang related. Get rid of all them Negroes. Get rid of all of them. I mean, really stop, y'all. Let's just be logical and not thinking for 1 second. Like I keep telling you, if it's 10,000 people in the neighborhood, how many people are really out here shooting, selling drugs, and killing people and knocking them over the head out of the 10,000 that live in that neighborhood? Maybe 500? You going to let this 500 control the whole neighborhood? I'm just saying. All right. We come back. Let's talk about some solutions. Not just for Chicago, but for all of us. Let's not complain. Let's change. You listen to the WB.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-250-8743. 800-250-8743. 800-250-8743.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com. Or you can send us comments via the BizTalk Radio app.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohn. We'd like to introduce Steve Martin, who is the founder of Pace Harmon. Steve, what is Pace Harmon? What are you guys doing?
Pace Harmon is a management consulting firm that helps primarily Fortune 500 companies answer the question of insourcing versus outsourcing various business functions.
How large or how small is the team?
About 100 consultants.
Uh-huh. And how'd you get a job with this company?
Founded a company with one of my former partners from Deloitte Consulting about 15 years ago.
And where you from originally?
From the suburbs of Washington, D.C. and Silver Spring, Maryland.
How many brothers and sisters?
Two brothers and a sister.
And where were you in the pecking order?
I was number two.
Number two. All right. What kind of sports did you play as a kid?
A lot of baseball and a lot of basketball growing up.
What was your role in the baseball team?
Baseball position was a center fielder, leadoff hitter, pitched, and...
What was your effect on the team? Were you the kid that caused all the trouble, or how did you affect all your other teammates?
I think it was, as a leadoff hitter, you have to set the example. You're the first guy up, and you have to get on or you don't, and it sort of sets the pace for the rest of the...
What's that have to do with your being, it says here, you're the founder of Pace Harmon. What's the similarity between the role you had on the baseball team and what you're doing nowadays?
I think you're, again, setting the pace. You're establishing, as a leadoff hitter, what's going to happen the rest of the game, at least as far as that first or second inning goes, so... Mm-hmm.
You mentioned earlier when we were talking in the green room, something happened about the age of four regarding you in baseball. What was that?
Age of four, I have a very vivid memory of sitting on the front porch with my grandfather, first-generation American, just watching or listening to the Washington Senators, and there was just a joy in that sort of environment.
What are you talking about? What do you mean a joy? What do you mean?
It was a deep sense of family. It was connected. It was this cocoon-like feeling that he and my grandmother started and my parents and siblings sort of participated in.
Where were your grandparents from?
Russia.
Uh-huh. And tell me a little bit about how that cocoon that you felt has anything to do with Pace Harmon, this business you started.
It gives us a sense of, it sort of instills a sense of humility and collegiality that is absolutely critical to the success of our company. It really drives our culture.
Mm-hmm. William, what are you picking up? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, you grew up, you said, at this great cocoon of a family with a number of siblings. Was there competition amongst the siblings? And if so, how did that help you get the entrepreneurial spirit?
So fierce competition between all of us, and as soon as the competition was over, there were hugs and friendliness. And I think the entrepreneurial spirit comes out of this you know, wanting to sort of win, you know, this, we're always at it, sort of, you know, everything is kind of a winner take all, and then this realization at the end of the day that we're doing this as a team, as you move into the team sports.
Mm-hmm. Lester?
Yeah, what was mom's role in all of this?
So mother was, she worked until the kids were born and sort of was the center of the family. She was the culture of the family.
Yeah, and what did you take from her that you use today?
Sense of humility, a sense of thinking about others, putting others' interests in front of your own.
Why was that?
Mm-hmm. You mentioned your father is a PhD physicist and a professor. Was there a lot of expectation on you in terms of math and science and your career and studies?
The expectation was not related to the subject. It was related to the work ethic. It was work hard, do the right thing, not specifically the actual physics. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Mr. Rooney.
Mr. Rooney, my sixth grade teacher, was passionate about math up on a whiteboard and just sort of instilled this level of enthusiasm in his students that sort of I take today.
What do you mean you take it today? What are you talking about?
Meaning that it's you get excited about something, you're going to do better at it and excel at it. And for me, it was math and, mm-hmm. and problem solving, which is what we do.
Josh?
Yeah, you talk a lot about your family, and in particular, you've mentioned your grandfather before. Tell me a little bit about your relationship with him and how that has shaped who you are today.
Vivid memories of growing up with him, saw him on a weekly basis, played cards with him, listened to the game, and just a sense of doing the right thing. I mean, everything he taught me was just, you know, again, like my mother, thinking about what others are feeling and doing the right thing.
Greg?
You know, draw some parallels for us between being a dad and a CEO.
As a CEO, you've got to give your colleagues enough rope to pave their own way, but you've got to stay very close to them to make sure that they don't veer off the path. And my wife and I do the same thing with our 8-year-old son.
What do you mean you do the same thing with your 8-year-old son? What are you talking about? You really think there's a parallel between being a CEO and a dad?
I do. I think it's with the son, to answer your question, we don't solve problems for him. We don't help him with his homework. We sort of put him on the path, let him get as far as he can, and when he comes to us or if he's going off course, we help him get back on course.
Greg, did you have another question?
Yeah, getting back to business, what do you look for in your teammates?
In our teammates, we look for a sense of humility, collegiality, team play, a self-awareness, and a deep sensitivity to our clients, a tableside manner, as we call it in our firm.
What do you mean a self-awareness? What are you talking about?
Our clients are paying us a lot of money to serve them, and we've got to have a sense of where they're coming from and what our role is and what our purpose is. And so you have to understand their perspective, not just sort of our own agenda.
So it sounds to me like you're really in the people business. You are really, it's what's really important to you. Oh, it goes back to that cocoon thing, doesn't it?
We are absolutely in a client service business, which our product are our people.
Uh-huh. So you're really concerned about bringing in the right people to begin with, because it's not only how they're going to affect each other, it's how they're going to affect the clients.
That's right. And you can have the smartest person, smartest consultant in the world. If they don't have a sensitivity and a sense of what the client needs, the effectiveness, the actual output is not presented in a way that that makes sense to our client.
What's your grandfather tell you every day?
Do the right thing. Think beyond yourself. Realize you're a small piece of a much larger world.
Josh, you have another question there? No?
What is it about your grandfather and your father, the trait they share in common that you've picked up and run with now?
It's very trite sounding, but it's kindness and humility. Both of them just exuded it. It's just a sense mm-hmm. of you know, doing the right thing.
Stephen, what's the website address for this organization, Pace Harmon?
It's paceharmon.com.
Let me have that one more time.
PaceHarmon, paceharmon.com.
We've been speaking with Steve Martin, founder of Pace Harmon, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Lester, can you give us a rundown of who else we had an opportunity of speaking with?
Sure. Tony Frazier, president of Radiant Solutions. We had Kevin Robbins, managing director at Wolf Den Associates. Olivia Trevisani Bowker, CEO of Amavero, and Steve Martin, founder of Pace Harmon.
Excellent. I would like to thank my co-hosts, including David Kunzman, Pretori Law, William Tidwell, Cressa, Greg Konopasek. Did I pronounce your name
correctly? You got it, Herb.
KFA Wealth Management, Josh Levy, who is Brunch Digital, and even less small in Vistage. For giving me a hand structuring the questions, hope you're providing our listening audience an educational and entertaining show. I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a radio show. Don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com. To learn more about our executive leaders, it's executiveleadersradio.com. To learn more about our executive leaders, thank you for joining us today, and do have a nice day. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.